The Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace released a document today calling for a radical reform of the world's financial and monetary systems. It also proposed the creation of a global political authority to manage the economy and a new world economic order based on ethics. The note was presented to journalists at a press conference today, presided over by the president of the council, Cardinal Peter Turkson. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Cardinal Turkson.
We're talking about finding solutions to issues. Finding solutions to problems. And the issue that, you know, faces all of us is this, you know, what again is being referred to as globalization. And it is this phenomenon that we draw in attention to. Okay? And this phenomenon appears to be something which supersedes in character, in exercise, everything, the competence and the power authority of individual single countries. Then when that is the case, Is it the case that these small countries, everybody should be left at the altar of sacrifice, if you want, of this big phenomenon, which different or whatever groups can make use of, or is it necessary to also constitute some governing body or, if you want, a referee of similar competence, okay, to deal with this issue? So the suggestion we make is a very modest one. We're saying that everybody knows about globalization. Everybody feels its impact. But single individual countries don't have the competence to deal with it. So is it necessary then to come together, okay, to come together to create a global body to deal with a global phenomenon? That's all we're talking about.
You were talking about, of course, the G7 leaders and people who'll be taking this on board. But also, when you were writing this document, were you thinking about giving a voice to the voiceless, people who have suffered hard times with regard to the financial crisis and who do not have a voice?
Definitely, that's part of it. In fact, in asking the G20 whatever to pay attention to this or start doing carrying their reflection in this direction, it is actually in view of those who suffer from this phenomenon. So giving voice to a voiceless, that's what it is. I mean, somebody may find this proposal so idealistic and so unrealistic, but that's also part of the nature of being a prophetic or voice. You talk about something that you know and deep down feel convinced that would be good without, at the same time being able to see even how that can come to pass. But, when the world got out of the Second World War, it found the need to come together to create the United Nations. Because, it found it necessary to come together to be able to deal with something, an evil that they didn't want the world to experience anymore. We find that we're not saying that globalization is an evil experience, no. But we're talking about its dimension, okay? And that's what we drawing attention to. In the face with similar phenomenon of that character, is it useful? Would it be useful to have an authority of a similar dimension or similar character to deal with it? That's all we're saying, and we think that since the consciences of the world nations move them to come together to form a group like the United Nations, it will be up to us now to sit and see: is the United Nations adequate? Is it competent enough to deal with this global phenomenon, or do we need some other thing, or do we need to reshape, remodel, whatever, to be able to deal with this? So that's what it is. The thing is, let's look at the situation that confronts all of us, this global phenomenon. And in some countries, it becomes a real economic power, which small countries cannot cope with and cannot deal with. You can't do anything against multinationals. They have wealth that far exceeds the wealth of a particular nation. Now, if groups like that come and they deal with a small, tiny nation, which cannot in any way wriggle out of their embrace or clutch, what can he do? So is it time for us to think about, at the end of the day, ensuring the well-being of the human person who is the subject of all of this? And if we talk about his well-being, we're talking about common good. Is it not time to look at how we can manage this global phenomenon so that it brings happiness and a joy or release of common good to everybody? That's what we talking about.
This idea sounds very similar to some people to what is the Occupy Wall Street movement and the Indignata movement in Spain. Is the Vatican supporting these protests?
The Vatican is not supporting any of these protests. I suppose it just happens that a basic sentiment is probably, you know, underlines all of this. The thing about Occupy Wall Street is because Wall Street is considered to be a big, you know, if you want, engine house, okay, a big, you know, financial, you know, structure that whose extent and power, you know, goes all over the world, okay, to the effect that it involves in financial trading, it's in touch with all other, you know, all the financial markets, stock exchanges around the world, and they do business. So it is where money is generated, it's where money is circulated, you know, everything about happens there. So now if people suffer from the impact of this financial management and movement of money, do people at a certain time have a right to say, you know, do business differently? Look at the way you're doing business because this is not leading to our welfare and our good. Can people demand of the people, you know, Wall Street this? And I think people can and should be able to. If we can hold our governments, you know, to account, okay, if we can hold our governments to accountability and all of that, why can we not hold other institutions in society at accountability if they are not, you know, achieving or they're not helping us live peacefully or live well? That's what it is. So the Vatican, I don't think, is behind any of these movements. But the basic inspirations can be the same. We feel that it's time for us to invite people to a common process of discernment. Faced with this global phenomenon, what can we all do together as a family of nations? That's what we're proposing with this note. Others feeling the same pinch have identified what they consider to be the, you know, the big engine of this and are trying to deal with it. Okay, but ours is just that, you know, look at this big phenomenon. How can we deal with it together?
Do you hope that this document will be discussed on Wednesday when, you know, the new important meeting in Brussels?
Like when the Pope came out with the encyclical Caritas in Veritate, he just came out with this, although just before that they were meeting here in Aquila, okay? But it wasn't a document which was taken to the guys meeting in Aquila or the heads of state living in Aquila, meeting in Aquila, to, you know, table it and make it part of their study, you know, the agenda for, you know, document to stay on. It was not. It was just made public. And having been made public, it's up to individuals who want to look at it, to look at it. It's the same thing with this document. We're not prescribing it for anything that is going to happen in Cannes. We're not prescribing it to anybody. Just that we have this thing out. It's saying something which may bother or have to touch on what they're going to be doing there. And we're just offering it to the public. That's why we say we're contributing to the process of reflection which may take place in Cannes. And somebody knowing about this, and this has been made public, so somebody may look at it and say, look, there's a point of view expressed by the Catholic Church here. Okay, can we take something on board? That's what we seek to do.
It was mentioned in the document the knock-on effect of the financial crisis, areas such as social justice issues. How concerned are you and your council about that?
We exist to promote. Okay, our office, the task of our office or the mandate of our office is to promote the Church's social doctrine, and the Church's social doctrine basically is an application of, okay, the Christian faith and the charity of Christ, the love of Christ, to every, you know, social situation. So that's what it is. So the thing about, you know, social issues, that's our business. That's what we exist to do. And what we exist to do is to bring, to shed the light of our Christian faith and the light of the charity of Christ on all social issues. And when this leads to denouncing a situation, we'll denounce it. When this leads to, you know, recommending or, you know, if you want praising the situation, we'll do that. But basically, that's our job about, you know, it's about the social environment in which the human person lives. So that's very much what we need to do.